The Tata Nano, India's smallest car and the world's cheapest car, hit the dealerships yesterday on April 1. No, it's not a joke. I went to the showroom to check it out and see what reactions were like. It turns out even the staff was still checking it out.
No, because we were aware that the bookings are going to start somewhere in the 9th or 10th, but already come in the papers. But we didn't expect the car to come today. So soon.
Surprise!
Well, how much is it for and what do you get in that much?
There are three types of Nano. One is Nano Standard, which would be the basic car, which would be non-AC and non-power windows. Second one is Nano CX, which would be coming with AC, only AC, and the black colored bumpers from front and rear. Then there is a Nano LX version, which would be AC and front to power windows. That would be the top-end version and with fog lamps and body color bumpers for rear and front.
Do any of them come with the stereo system in them?
No.
All right, so I'm in the Nano now. I do think it's pretty roomy for such a tiny car. And according to other people, it's comfortable in the back as well. There are reports that ladies who wear saris are going to love it because the step down from the back seat is quite simple. This is the luxury model. It looks fairly normal. There's molded plastic all around. The dashboard is a little funny. There's no glove compartment in any of them. Behind the steering wheel and in front of the AC vent, there is just this dip where you can, I guess, throw your car keys and your maps. The modular AC in the center is not pretty, but I am sure it works, and that's probably all we really care about at this price. I'm only 5'4", but I had concerns about people like my brother and my father, who are both over 6 feet tall. So I found a tall man. I noticed him getting out of the back seat of the Nano. Have you sat in the front yet?
Yeah, I have just sat in the front, so I found it's very comfortable. The leg room is good, the headroom is also good.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
And you fit nicely?
Very comfortably. Even in the back seat, there is no issue.
Why are you sitting in the back seat? Do you
know? No, I just want to check if I'm driving the person, how he will feel, if he is of same height of mine. So I just checked that.
And it was okay?
Fantastic. It's good. And the space also to keep minimum two bags, you know, small. So that's also very nice.
It's good. Tata also claims that elderly people and ladies will love it because the floor of the car is lower than other cars. The door does also open wider than other cars. And I really did feel quite nimble getting in and out. But I wasn't wearing a sari, so I asked a mother and daughter who were what they thought about it.
I think for small family it is very good.
I've been hearing that ladies are going to like it a lot because it's easy to get in and out.
Correct. I'm also thinking the same.
Was it easy with the sari?
Yeah, what is there?
I believe it's a little lower than other cars.
I want to see the driver's seat, then I'll tell you.
You drive?
Yes.
Oh, then please. How is it?
Yes, very good. I thought it is very small with that name, but it is very spacious.
Yeah, the space is amazing. Means we haven't even thought about it, it could be big space. It is nice.
So it's bigger inside than it looks?
Yeah, it's bigger inside than it looks. Definitely it's bigger.
Yes, I think. Interiors.
Can you get cutting. In that cost?
As per cost, it is very good.
Are you going to book one?
Yes.
Yes? Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Whether they'll get the car, though, is anybody's guess.
No, all the people who fill up applications are not going to get automatically the car. But yes, there are going to be 1 lakh cars produced. And the lottery system is going to be, it's a computerized random system. Computers will pick up the lucky draws. And people will be selected to get a car allotted for themselves. These lottery systems, you have to take the initial form, which is costing 300 rupees. Then there are three segments into this particular car. The range starts from 95,000, 1,20,000 and 1,40,000. You have to deposit these forms along with these demand drafts or payable by check at a respectable bank, which is State Bank of India. After some time, State Bank of India will transmit all these things to Tata's, and from there the lucky draw will take place. Initially 1 lakh cars will be rolled out, and people who want to continue with the bookings, they will be paid an interest of 8.5% per annum. if these bookings continue to happen, people keep continue to happen after 2 years, they will be paid 8.75% after 2 years.
All around, the response is glowing. People I spoke to were nearly giddy with excitement at getting their hands on the car. Literally, people were touching it and fondling it and getting pictures taken with it. It is a cutie though, so I don't blame them. This is Chevy from Sonalog with a random one-off Bombay podcast. Ciao!